thoughts and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Free Fire Radio down here at Dutch Bros on the corner of Market and Eureka Way. We're here for Caffeinate for a Cause. Good morning, everybody. Today, the 14th of September, and it is 7:05, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Christina is at the helm running everything, our Skype, our production, our phones. She's washing cars. She's doing it all. Good morning, Christina.
Very good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, all right.
We're going to start out with.
All right. Thank you. I didn't mean to talk over you, Carl. There's so much excitement here. We're going to go right to it before we do the weather or anything else. We're going to be talking to Adrian, who's with Turtle Bay. She is one of the animal handlers, lizard handlers, extraordinary. She's also has a little picture of Sharon. You know, we know Sharon Clay, who's been somebody who's been an advocate and been the big flag waver here in the North State with all the Turtle Bay animals. Good morning, Adrian.
Good morning. How are you guys doing today?
And this is a very – we're great. So, anyway, we're just running around here because there's so much wonderful activity. Thank you for staying over to be with us this morning. You have a beautiful lizard. Can you tell us a little bit about what we're going to see this morning? If you drive by right now and donate money for Caffeinate for a Cause here for Turtle Bay at Dutch Brothers.
That's right. We're all going around town with some of our animal ambassadors. If you donate to Turtle Bay, there's teams out here. They're actually having a competition, so make sure you talk to them, and they're going to try to get you to donate. But also, just $1 of your drink will go to Turtle Bay to support our programs. So I have with me one of my favorites. It's our Gila Monster. Of course, a monstrous name, but if you happen to see her as we're going around today, she's actually pretty darn cute. One of the few venomous lizards in the world. They actually don't want anything to do with people. Their venom is mostly used for themselves and for protection. They're really cool because they live in the desert. She's beautiful if you get to see her. She's bright orange and black. She blends in with the rocky landscape of Arizona. They're just really fun lizards, and I love to share her because she's pretty amazing.
So, Adrian, can you tell our listeners, Gila Monster. Gila Monster sounds like something horrific. Where does the name come from?
All right, so mostly the Gila River Valley is where they're found down in Arizona. It's a very large population down there. And then monster, because they're venomous, of course, and we like to name things that are venomous scary. We don't always understand them. Their venom is actually used for two things. Number one is for protection. Their venom's actually not necessarily deadly. It's very painful if you were to get bit by them. So don't ever get bit by a Gila monster. But more importantly for the Gila is that their venom allows them to go for long periods without having to eat anything, which I would love to do. Unfortunately, I'm a mammal and I can't do that. So she can actually go for months without eating food because she has a protein in that venom as she swallows it that allows her to regulate her blood sugar for long periods of time.
Well, I like that snake.
Wait a minute. They ought to be doing this, studying the Gila monster for people with diabetes then. And
well,
I would imagine that they probably do that.
That's right. They do. About 20 or 30 years ago, someone figured out, well, maybe we can use that for ourselves. Her name, Byetta, is actually one of the medications, one of the companies that makes a medication for type 2 diabetics so that they can regulate their blood sugar.
Okay, now there's something else about Gila monsters. If you haven't taken a look at one, as we have up close, and I really like the way she nibbled on my finger, but it hurts a little bit, is that each one of them is an individually marked, and you can identify every Gila monster just by their markings.
That is right. Their markings are very unique, just like our fingerprints are.
And so you know that, Carl, because you lived in Arizona?
I had 50 of them in my, no. you're right, but you know, I've been around with their Gila monsters and I've seen them out there. They're not that fast and you don't have to worry about them striking you. They have to get you, get your thumb or your, something
that,
in their mouth.
That's very accurate. It's pretty rare anyone ever gets bit by a Gila monster. It's usually people that are reaching into a crevice and there's a Gila that they don't know is down there. Or they're just not being safe around them. And so as long as people in those areas, we don't have them here. She was actually found over in Happy Valley. She did not belong there. That's how we got her about 5 years ago, right after the car fire. So we don't know how she showed up there.
She a pet? Maybe a pet,
maybe
that,
a pet that got released or something. So she fell into our laps, basically,
oh.
But she does not belong here. And she's pretty lucky that she found Turtle Bay because our weather, she could not survive in. But they spend a lot of time sleeping down in Arizona. They find a rock crevice. And if you ever see her at Turtle Bay, guess what she does?
Sleep.
About 95% of the time. People ask me if she's real all of the time.
Is she sleeping now?
She's
no,
wiggling
she's
around a little bit right now because she sees all the cars going by and all the people and everything.
Okay, now
so
the tongue comes out like a regular reptile to find, I guess that it's got heat receptors and all that.
Yeah, so her tongue is forked just like a snake's tongue. That actually allows for directional smell. Funny way to say that.
Ooh.
But basically, when they flick their tongue out, they're collecting those scent molecules. And when it's more on one side, they know to go that direction because Gila monsters do not have very good eyesight. So they really rely on their sense of smell. Now, in the wild, they're going to be eating a lot of bird eggs. They'll climb into bird nests. So they're going to track that with their forked tongue.
Okay.
And they're going to go down into burrows and eat rodents. Not adults, necessarily, because they are pretty slow. They love to gorge themselves, and that's where that protein comes in, because they'll eat a lot at once, as much as they can fit in their stomach. They'll go back to their burrow, and they'll just digest it over time and use those calories over those months without having to eat.
They do have claws.
They do have claws. They're very good diggers. They
yeah.
dig to get into their burrows and build. They're okay climbers.
Yeah.
They can climb a cactus to get into a nest, but they're
right.
not the best climbers.
And the other thing that's really noticeable, and you too can go into the Turtle Bay, when you go into the museum aspect of where would we see Baeta?
So Baeta lives in our mill building with our other reptiles. That's down in Paul Bunyan's forest.
Okay,
here.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now the little beads, it's just this amazing, when you get up close, and of course I've got my glasses on mm-hmm. so I can really see, what are in the skin aspect of it?
So Gila monsters are really cool for lots of reasons, not just their venom, but also their protection and their skin. If you think of like an alligator or a crocodile, they have those big armor on their back.
Okay.
That's exactly what Baeta has as well. They're called osteoderms, basically skin bone. She has little bony plates inside of her scales that just give her extra protection because she's not very fast. And there's lots of other animals that would love to have her as a meal.
Oh.
The other thing, too, is if you thank you so much for letting me run my finger along it. On her scales are like little dots.
Yes.
Almost like somebody had put
they
dots.
Are.
Like, they're like little pearls.
They're like little beads.
Yeah, little
we
beads.
Call them beaded
Thank
scales.
You.
Yeah, those are those little bony plates in there. I have an x-ray of her that's really cool because all you see in her skin is just little bony plates, those little circle dots.
Oh,
that
wow.
would be a really fun thing to show at a cocktail party. What do you think this is?
Yeah.
And let everybody guess.
Yeah, right.
Nobody's going to come up, that's a Gila monster skin.
Yeah, it's really cool. She's got some neat adaptations to survive out there in the desert.
Oh, thank you so much for being with us this
morning.
Well,
thank you guys for supporting Turtle Bay
Absolutely.
Today. Come on down and donate, buy a drink, enjoy
yeah.
some coffee.
And where are we again?
We are at the Market Street downtown Dutch Bros.
All right.
Market
thank you again.
And Eureka Way, right behind Quick and Clean Car Wash. Here we are. Come on down, say hello, and...
We've got more animals coming by. I think Blossom's coming by, which is the skunk, and we'll find all about that. So, Adrian, thank you, and have a good
thank
day today.
You
and all
so
your
much.
Yes.
Have a wonderful day.
Bye-bye.
Whoever came up with this idea, Carl, did a brilliant job as far as coming up. Bye-bye. Coming up with Caffeinate for a Cause, because it's just in the Whitlows are out here. Right now you're going to have Tyler and Jess Whitlow. They're in the red shirts, and people – what happens is if you've not done this before, you come by, we're here in the morning, you got Sam Comente here, and he's doing live remote. So if you're watching on television and listening online, doing all that, you're going to see this interactivity. Liz Crane from Turtle Bay is here. Mimi Mosley stopped by. Later on today, we've got Tanessa and Blake.
Yes.
That are going to be, Team Redding. They'll be here, in the afternoon.
Two to four. And, okay, we're going to take a break. Christina, can you hear me okay?
Of course I do.
Of course
All
I
right,
do.
So when we come back, we'll do the weather, because we've been, like, we had to go right in. Actually, Adrienne stayed over for us, and she's on her, you know, we're going to be a, there's going to be a circle, of pets that are, Turtle Bay specialty pets. We don't
animals.
Call them pets, animals. Yeah. That are, you know, that, for them, they're pets.
I'm your pet.
Not really. You're my pet.
Okay. Let's take a break here, but...
Phantom of the Opera.
When we come back, I'm going to grab one of the Dutch Bros employees and get them out here. And if we never talked to one of them before.
This guy named Barry.
Yeah.
If he's around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Right here in Reading, locally owned, locally operated, a great selection of jewelry at very fair prices. The only full-service jewelry store in Reading. We'll be right back.
So, I'm glad we love.
CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Reading Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Reading Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Come join Reading Electric Utility in celebrating Public Power Week on Friday, October 6th. This year's free family event will be held in downtown Reading on the Market Street block. There will be electric safety demonstrations, bucket truck rides, police and fire demonstrations, and free treats. This event will include energy-efficient raffle prizes, including a new e-bike. Come join this celebration on Friday, October 6th from 4 p.m. until 6 p.m. For more information, call 339-7300 or visit our Facebook page at Reading Electric Utility.
Imagine a 34-year-old single mother leaving a full-time job to open a home care agency out of her dining room. Hi, this is Sharon Clark, CEO of Home Helpers, and that was my choice 19 years ago, and what a ride it has been. I was proudly my agency's first caregiver in August of 2004. Since then, Home Helpers has supported 2,500 families, employed 1,300 caregivers, moved three offices, and won numerous awards. Personally, our staff provided services for my aging grandparents, allowing them to stay at home in their final years. Home Helpers continues to thrive as Reading's leader in home care. Thank you to our wonderful community for championing my vision so many years ago. Thank you to the dedicated caregivers, past and present, for your compassion and professionalism. And thank you to the families who entrusted us with caring for your loved ones. Our services range from meal preparation to bathing assistance to transitioning home from the hospital. Learn more at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. 19 years and counting. Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love leads you home.
Looking for a reliable, top-notch service business run by a dedicated veteran? Look no further than Chapman Home and Lawn, your one-stop destination for all your home and lawn care needs. As a veteran-owned and operated business, we take immense pride in serving our community with the same dedication and commitment that drove us in the military. At Chapman, every service we provide is driven by a commitment of treating your home as if it was our own. Call Travis Chapman. Estimates are free. 530-953-7884 or 530-355-8913.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Reading Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
It's going to be great. Celebrate.
Don't stop believing. Hold on to that
Bros on the corner of Market and Eureka Way. And before we go any further, Linda's got the weather.
Absolutely. It's going to be 101 today, overnight lows of 67. Let's just quickly move right through this. Friday, 98, overnight lows of 68. Jim, if you're listening, I'm sorry. I'm going to be quick here on the weather and not really elongate on anything. Saturday, hot with a 98, mostly clear sky, 67, and Sunday, 95, Sunday night around 66. So that's your quickie forecast, brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane in Anderson. Now with us this morning, we have a very nice guy who is a barista here at Dutch Brothers. We're here for Caffeinate for a Cause, which is, of course, the big Turtle Bay, a yearly event that we do to raise money for Turtle Bay. And so we pulled Jace. He's very busy this morning. I understand it's your last day of working. You're off to college. Thanks for being with us this morning. What's it been like for you to work at Dutch Brothers this past year?
It's been an amazing experience. I'm so glad I decided to come to Dutch to work. Everybody here is really like family with one another. I mean, inside the stand, it's always just a great time. Everybody enjoys themselves, but everybody still works hard. And then you also make a lot of friends that you can, you know, keep for the rest of your life. And everybody becomes family in a way.
Do you see the same people so that when they come up, you know, oh, okay, I know what he wants or she wants?
Oh, yeah.
All right, so let's talk a little bit about, yeah, go ahead with that, sorry.
Yeah, all the time. I mean, there's a few people here that I'm really going to miss, just customers that come through every day.
Yeah, your peeps.
Absolutely, yeah. No, I mean, Butch, Rachel, it doesn't mean anything to anyone listening, but.
Yeah, but they make your day.
Yeah. Like we've created a connection with one another. I mean, I've gotten to know what their lives are like and what they're doing, and they know about me and who I am, and we've really just, like, formed a bond.
So your name is Jace, and you're going to be, I understand it's your last day. Tell us what your plans are.
So in 8 days, I'm driving down to Santa Barbara, and I'm starting as a freshman at UCSB.
Ooh,
I'm going to be
big deal.
Majoring in physics there. Yeah, no doubt.
Have you been on our show before? Have you been on Casey and our morning show before?
No, I've not.
What was your school that you went to?
I went to UPrep.
UPrep.
I graduated this June.
Yeah, we had some people on before, some brainiacs that came on from UPrep before. I don't know if it was right after the science thing, but there were robotics and physics and a lot of that. So probably your buds.
Yeah, no, we have an amazing science school team. I was not a part of it, unfortunately. I was doing sports the same time, which overlapped a little. But, our science school team was phenomenal.
What's your sport?
Football.
Football. Are you going to be doing anything in college, or are you going right into your program?
No, I think I'll probably play soccer, actually, pick up a little intramural.
Oh, yeah, that cool?
But as far as official sports go, no.
He's going to be pretty officially going to school and studying physics.
Yeah.
Which I think probably is going to take some of your time.
Yeah, and just I mean, Santa Barbara, I don't know. I've been on campus there before, and I got to say, how do people study, like when you're in the heart of Hawaii, where everything looks like, I'm sorry, I'm laying in the sun, bud.
Yeah, I'll definitely have to lock myself in the room now again to get some work done.
How exciting for you. Oh, my God. We just wish you the best adventures.
Thank you so much.
All right, Jace. Thank you. Have a good one. All right, so that makes your heart feel warm because, you know, Reading, we have this beautiful community. We've had these incredible people. And coming up, we are going to have some more of the animals of Turtle Bay. I call them pets, but, you know, for these people, what a life, you know. It's such an educational program. And your monies today, when you come by, $1 of each coffee that is sold is going to go to the Turtle Bay just for those particular programs. I'm going to do a couple stats here, Carl. Do you have a couple things you need to say while I find my papers?
Just that the number of things are happening. We've been talking about the problems in New Mexico and the governor down there, and she just got slapped down by the judge who just put an injunction against her suspending the U.S. Constitution in Bernalillo County. And since our kids live down in Bernalillo County, you know, she says it's unbelievable. She says people are now just laughing at the governor, but she was just reelected. So, we've got to adjust this. Hey, Pat, we've got to adjust this up.
Well, let me tell you a little bit about what's some of the stats of Turtle Bay. And if you're just tuning in, come join Carl and I. We're here till 9 o'clock this morning. You will see the people in red, which is Tyler Whitlow and Jess Whitlow. We call them the power couple. Liz Crane is also here from Turtle Bay. We'll have a couple of the other Turtle Bay animal handlers. We got Blossom the skunk. They're going from car to car because people really love this event. They get to get up close. First of all, we had the beautiful lizard Bayetta, the Adrian, and you'll see that these Turtle Bay. I don't want to call them staff. It's a family. They go from on this day from different Dutch Brothers, so that people can get up and close with the animals and see some of the programs here. Turtle Bay is approximately 7,300 member households. And remember, when you become a member at Turtle Bay, it's under $100, but that includes two adults and I think it's four children. Am I mistaken about it? Is it two children and then two children get to bring?
Six children.
Yeah. So that's 7,300 member households. And inside of the Turtle Bay throughout the year, there are so many new events. Now, they just said that they closed Cat and Dogs, and there's a new one that starts called Snow. And so kind of really different exhibits, some that are stationary, that are absolutely wonderful. They always do a revolving art. And, of course, then always with the animal shows that go on. More than 130,000 people visit Turtle Bay annually. And, you know, we saw Seth is driving through. Actually, he's got his two boys. Maybe there's three boys. I can't see from here. But Seth is somebody who puts on the Garden of Light. So once we get through today, you know, of course, the big pour for Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year's will be the Turtle Bay Garden of Lights, which has turned out to be just a spectacular event that has brought in hundreds of thousands of people and has made a lot of money to be able to actually pay for what it costs for the infrastructure to first put Garden of Lights. We're going to do a whole show on that on my Thursday night show. So it's going to be the first Thursday in October and the first Thursday of November at 6 o'clock p.m. You're going to hear all about the Garden of Lights. In fact, Seth is coming over right now with his kids. More than 110,000 students attend Turtle Bay annually throughout the school field trips programming. And Turtle Bay has more than 200 active volunteers, including teens and adults. So here we've got a couple kids. Come on over, boys.
We just lost Seth. Seth's over there collecting money.
Tyler's here. They don't see that. Tyler Whitlow, who is caffeinated for a cause. This is your Bay Tips for Turtle Bay. How you doing, buddy?
Oh, I'm fully caffeinated right now. Oh, yeah. This is working. Yeah. Oh, this is so much fun.
You
this
and
one of my
your beautiful
events.
Bride, Jess,
yes,
are the team here.
This is
time.
Her first year doing this.
Oh, my God.
And with now she's seeing why I love it.
And the blue bucket, of course. Yep. You're seeing the happy faces.
Yes, absolutely. It is not a bad day when you get to wake up, have some coffee, and collect some tips for Turtle Bay. This is fun.
I'm so proud of you.
Oh.
So what is this year so far? You've been out here
6 years.
So, okay, 6 years in a row.
Yeah.
And you've been out here since we started 7 or did you start at 6?
So we're supposed to be 7 and 9. I did get here a little early because I was just too excited.
Because you're that type of guy.
Yeah, 100%. I was out here like 6:30. I was like,
polish
let's collect some early tips. Yeah,
get
absolutely.
It ready.
Absolutely.
Clean the rails. Right? Polish the tires.
This is the most you talk over each other.
All right,
yeah,
you
I
get
like
it.
That.
Yep. You get it. So anyway, tell us all about the 6 years, what this year particularly means for you.
You know what, for me, it's a selfish move. You know, as a father of two kids, I love Turtle Bay. This is a spot where my boys get to go and see some animal habitats. They get to see some art exhibits that are changing constantly. And the educational programs that they have there every single weekend, every single day, is something where they get to learn about science, they get to learn about history, all kinds of different things. So when I say I'm selfish about this, I truly am selfish about this. I want my boys to have this place for as long as they live in this community, and hopefully they have their kids here too.
And where else do you get to get up close and see, like, the pet, the skunk? I keep calling them pets, but they're not. You know, the skunk, and we have the
Gila
lizard,
monster.
The Gila monster. I think they've got the turtle too here.
Turtle too. Yeah, it's amazing. Especially, I'm going to be biased and say, especially our downtown location,
because
we have the amazing Carl and Linda Baugh here.
Oh,
we
yeah.
always have Sam from KRCR.
Yes.
And we have amazing animals coming down. Every 15 minutes or so, I'm seeing a different animal coming in here.
Right.
So this is the spot to be right now. This is the
All
best
right.
way to kick off a Thursday morning.
All right. Well, come on by and make sure you drop some tips in the blue bucket for Tyler and Jess, because there is a competition. Yay, Whitlow's.
It's a good co-opetition, right?
That's a good
We're all competing against each other to win in the end on for Turtle Bay, right?
And we want Turtle Bay to win.
Absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right.
Okay, I got some good news, and then we're going to take a break. And then we got Mark Pisano here, city councilman. The annual crop and livestock report's been released, and 2022 was a record year. Total gross value of Shasta County's agricultural production last year set a record at more than $89 million, 8% higher than 2021. And part of it is, if you've got a horse, you got cattle, it was a 21% increase in the price of hay last year due to the drought and the acid canal being dry for the first and only time in its history. Yes, and $27 a bale for hay. Think about that, my friends. They also, because people had no pasture, they had to buy more hay. It increased the prices. Not included in the reporter's cannabis. It's reported, it's not considered a crop, but last year by itself would have been worth $22 million. So, even though they don't count it. Now, the other big part of the agricultural leap was the apiary industry. And what's that? That's bees, of course. They've been shipping queen bees all over the world and now looking to ship worker bees to Canada. In fact, next weekend we're going to have, or next Friday, we're having the honeybee queen that's going to be here because over down in Ballasita they're having the big honeybee festival. So, anyway, time to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by NorCal Tractor and Equipment for all your Kubota needs. Tractors, backhoes, skid steers, side-by-sides, from small to large, from a day to a year. You can rent, lease, or buy one. They're located at 2540 Gateway Drive in Anderson. Give them a call at 530-221-6800. And we'll be right back.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry. Be happy.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Come join Reading Electric Utility in celebrating Public Power Week on Friday, October 6th. This year's free family event will be held in downtown Reading on the Market Street block. There will be electric safety demonstrations, police and fire demonstrations, and free treats. This event will include energy-efficient raffle prizes, including a new e-bike. Come join the celebration on Friday, October 6th from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. For more information, call 530-339-7300 or visit our Facebook page at Reading Electric Utility.
The Stillwater Powwow is back at the Reading Rodeo Grounds, October 6th through 8th, with free admission for all ages. See beautiful dancers, hear powerful drummers, and experience the celebration of Native American culture and history. Proudly brought to you by the Reading Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino. The Stillwater Powwow and the Reading Rodeo Grounds, October 6th through the 8th. For information, visit stillwaterpowwow.com. Brought to you by the Potters, this station, and other proud sponsors.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Are you ready for an unforgettable weekend of amazing music and good vibes? Grab your friends, score some tickets, and get ready for an epic weekend of fun at Reading Roots Revival Music Festival. Reading Roots is a two-day event, September 22nd and 23rd, with 32 bands on three stages right here in the heart of downtown Reading. The festival is jam-packed with talented musicians bringing their unique styles and sounds, ranging from folk and blues to funk and rock, plus everything in between, including artists such as G-Love, Seth Walker, Sean Mullins, Diggin' Dirt, Royal Jelly Drive, The Brothers Reed, and many, many more. Reading Roots is thrilled to announce two recent partnerships. The first, a collaboration with Woody's Brewing Company on the limited special edition beer, Folk and Haze. Due to limited supply, you may only get to try it at the festival. The second partnership is with the beautiful historic Cascade Theater, which is one of three stages this year. Don't miss your chance to be part of this celebration of music and community. For tickets and more information, including the entire lineup with bios and schedule, visit us online at readingrootsrevival.org. Reading Roots is a 501c3 nonprofit. Give me a kiss and let me take a sip of your love.
The
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
We are on the air. Hello?
Are we on the air?
Yes, we are.
Why did you hear me?
Hello, Christina?
We are on the air.
Are they kidding? All good.
Hello, you're live.
Good morning and welcome back. I guess we're having a little problem with our control room talking to us. So, welcome back.
Good morning, everybody.
I'm making phone calls. I'm doing all this stuff.
Oh, yeah, you are the master controller here.
Well, it's not even that. I'm just wondering now if I've turned off our... Nope, I guess we're still on.
Okay, we are here live.
Good morning. I'm sorry. We're live down
here
at Dutch Pro.
A lot of going on here. We've got to get right to our guest here. We're live here at the Dutch Brothers here with our Tootle Bay fundraiser. Carl, what's going on over there?
It's Cafe for a Cause, and we're going to start out with Mark. Mark Mazzano's here. Mark, come on over. Our city councilman.
Come on. Sorry.
He's
good
over
morning,
there
Mark. How are you?
Standing. How are you?
Good.
Great. So let's just talk about how many years now have you been in Reading, and what brings you here today? Let's pump it up.
Well, I've been here since 2005, and I've been on the council since 2020, but I've been to this event, I think, four, five, six times now. It's for a good cause, Turtle Bay, and what they do for families in Reading. You know, that fee that you pay to join is wonderful because it includes the kids.
Right.
And that's really what it's all about. But right now, I'm going to tell you, I'm glad that there's no snakes here. I don't do snakes.
Oh, there was a snake Tuesday morning.
Oh, no, no.
I mean, it was a, what was it called, a carpet? It was some kind of... It was a carpet kind of a constrictor.
I don't even go into the reptile building at the zoo. I do not like snakes.
You don't like the song. I don't like spiders and snakes.
Yeah, that's it. This is a great cause, though, what they're doing here. And my hat's off to Dutch Bros for doing this.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thanks for joining us. And, of course, we wanted to get you on this morning because I think this represents, we've got a lot of people. We've got Seth who helps facilitate one of the biggest events that we do, Garden of Lights. And Lindsay, our new CEO of Turtle Bay, so
right.
We're going to be getting them on in a minute. Tyler, the Whitlows, Tyler and Jess Whitlow, they're in the red shirts for the drive-thru with the blue bucket.
Yeah, that's the next big thing is the Garden of Lights. That's
yes.
going to be big this year. I mean, the council underwrote that in the beginning, but they've done great since then. And if we get the weather again this year,
yes.
it'll be wonderful. We'll bring a lot of business here for local business. And
yes.
That's what I like about this. Every Dutch Bros is busy right now. I was
right.
at the Dutch Bros over by the car lot on Market Street.
Right.
And it's packed. It's
packed. Oh, fantastic.
And they're collecting money into the buckets. It's a wonderful thing.
Right. And I can't wait to hear about what the numbers are after this event. Like, what our beautiful community. This keeps us in Reading because we love this community, this giving community.
It's absolutely true. It's the people of this community that get behind our local businesses. Don't
right.
use the internet. Do it local. That's what
right.
I always say.
I always say the same thing. I mean, I have so many friends who go, Amazon, Amazon. I'm like, I will run around town to try to find it local before I go online. I know that's easy, but I'm a small business owner, just like you've been,
yeah.
and you know what it is to, yeah, to be able to just enjoy that. So
well,
I guess Dutch Brothers was started here and grown, and so we really appreciate the Reznor family for including this event today and, like, doing what they can to help promote Turtle Bay as well.
You know, it was my daughter's first job was working for Dutch Bros, and she met her husband's father first and then met her husband.
Oh, my gosh.
And the Dutch Bros on Churn Creek is open all night. And when I was working graveyard on the highway patrol, that's where I would go, and that's where I got introduced to the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Because they play the music loud at night.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. They're playing it loud right now, but we're talking right through it. But thank you so much, Mark,
Absolutely.
For joining
thank
us.
You.
All right.
Okay.
Sam, can we get Sam on for just a second? Are you allowed to do that?
I don't see why not.
All right, Sam, you're
you, already put, you already put the mic in my face.
The number one TV station with the number one radio station.
Yeah.
Of course we
there
can.
There you go. Oh, this is a dual threat. How are you guys?
Oh, we're great. You look great. So thanks for being here today. You're bouncing around.
I am, yeah.
Where are you going next?
I got to go deliver, I guess, actual news. not that this isn't, but, like, get to the real brunt of things. And so I got some other stories I'm working in today. This
right.
was just a fun way to start my
this
day and see you guys.
All right. Thanks so much. And you're going to be dancing with the stars.
Yeah, that was why you brought me over. I know that.
October
21st.
There you
at
go.
At 7 p.m. at the Cascade Theater. You can buy your tickets online, and soon you'll be able to buy them at One Safe Place or Children's Legacy Center.
Right.
They'll have them on their website.
Well, we look forward to seeing you dance. Thanks for being
I
here.
I hope you do. Thank
you're
you.
A great addition to our community.
I appreciate it.
Let's get Seth on. Seth McGaha.
Good morning.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing great.
And you have your sons over here. Come on,
yep.
I know they're like, they're so cute. Tell us once again, who's Forrest? Good morning.
Morning.
And tell me your name again.
Lewis.
And then at home is?
Ivor.
Okay, yeah. I said the future Thors of our world, the champions, the torchbearers.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, so we're super excited to be here at Dutch Bros. Thank you for partnering with us, KCNR. You know, we do a lot of fundraising year-round, and this is one way to show support for Turtle Bay.
Well, I hope you come on the air after this whole thing is this beautiful day. We would love to see, again, for the numbers for our community outpouring of their generosity to see this is the kind of money that y'all came through with the Dutch Brothers team building thing with a Caffeinate for a Cause.
Yep.
And this much money is going for Turtle Bay and these programs.
Absolutely, yeah. So a dollar from every drink is donated. And so the more people that come out and buy drinks, the better for Turtle Bay. And then you can also give tips to the celebrity baristas out here. So,
all right.
Yeah, thank you so much.
And
yeah.
they have their blue buckets, so fill those blue buckets. Now, one of the things that we're going to go into after this, once we get through this beautiful day, is Garden of Lights.
Garden of Lights is coming up, yeah.
Okay.
It seems early, but it's opening November 17th.
Mm.
I'm already in the holiday spirit. But we've been working on it already this summer, getting ready for the light show. We have some new features. We have a train exhibit that we're adding. We're adding some neon swings so people can have some activities to do at the light show.
That'd be a great video.
But this is our fourth year of doing it, and it's just such a really fun event for families.
Okay,
yeah.
Do you hear the people caffeinated up and partying behind us?
I have, yeah. Everyone has their caffeine right now. Yeah, there's a buzz going around. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Thanks so much, Seth.
Thank you.
All right, so we know that we've got Lindsay coming up here. Lindsay, who's our CEO of Turtle Bay. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, this is so fantastic. Tell us, this is what this event means for you.
Oh, this is fantastic. This is probably one of the most fun events that Turtle Bay does. I love, we've already gone and I've already seen like 20 people I know this morning, and just everyone's pumped up. They're so excited to be here. It's so fun.
Well, now you've been at the helm, running the show. And we love that because, you know, you're at the helm. They have to have leadership, but you've got so many great people around you to support all the Turtle Bay beautiful events like this. Garden of Lights is coming up. We just had Seth.
Yeah.
Where do you think that the 2024 Turtle Bay, programs are going to be going?
You know, we are working on some new stuff for next year. We're really excited. We have a new building that's opening late this year. So next year we'll have our environmental resource building open. And so we're hoping to have, and that's in our nursery. So we're hoping to have a lot more public classes, more field trips, more camps, all in the garden. So that's one thing that we're focusing on for next year is just more activity in the gardens, using that new building. It has a 56-person classroom in it. So we're looking to have some more public classes. If it's about drought-tolerant plants or horticulture. So we're excited for that.
All right. Thank you, Lindsay. Okay, come by.
Yes, we're come here by
for
coffee.
Yes, come by. Caffeinate for a Cause, a dollar of each of your coffee goes towards these wonderful programs. Carl, here's some fabulous stats about Turtle Bay.
Well, it's time for a break, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. If you're not getting treatment for a work injury because of denials or other reasons, give Patrick a call at 530-262-2168 for a free consultation. This man's an expert when it comes in there. So if you're having any problems, give Patrick a call, free consultation, 530-262-2168 today. We'll be right back.
Resort and Casino and sail the seven seas with our $55,000 cruising through fall swipe to win drawing. Swipe your free River Club card daily to win instant prizes like drawing entries for your chance to be one of 10 winners to float away on the cruise of your dreams. Don't miss our weekly drawings every Thursday starting at 7 p.m. Final drawings on August 31st and September 28th. For complete details, see WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Last days of summer, 20% off sale is on now. All nursery stock 1 gallon to our large 24-foot box trees, ground covers, fruit trees, shade trees, and evergreens. Custom-built cedar planters, 50% off with matching benches. Crepe myrtles in many sizes and colors, blueberry plants, and a great selection of citrus trees, 5 gallon to 15 gallon. Gold Leaf Nursery is located at the southern end of Turn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road and Deschutes Road. Sale ends September 22nd. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Gold Leaf Nursery, making Shasta County greener since 1975.
Come join Redding Electric Utility and celebrating Public Power Week on Friday, October 6th. This year's free family event will be held in downtown Reading on the Market Street block. There will be electric safety demonstrations, police and fire demonstrations, and free treats. This event will include energy-efficient raffle prizes, including a new e-bike. Come join the celebration on Friday, October 6th from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. For more information, call 530-339-7300 or visit our Facebook page at Reading Electric Utility.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from Vista.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and price right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Okay, just give me an inch here. Okay,
I want some pretty face to tell me pretty lies.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio. We're right down here at Dutch Bros on the corner of Market and Eureka Way for Caffeinate for a Cause. We've had Gila Monsters. We've had, what was the other one? Gila Monster, just the Gila Monster so far?
Well, there is Blossom, that has been, in the Lizards Bayetta. Blossom the Skunk, I just see there's somebody here now with a possum.
Yeah,
she hasn't been on yet, but she's walking around with a possum.
So come on down. Come through Dutch Bros. The Whitlows are out there collecting tips, and all the money goes to Caffeinate for a Cause for Turtle Bay to help pay for their animal sanctuary areas to take care of the animals here.
Do you know what the name of the opossum is?
I have no idea.
Gucci.
Of course it is. You know what? When you ask me next year, you know what I like to have? I like to have a Gucci. Watch out for what you ask for.
Exactly.
You may get a possum.
Hey, well, Carl, here's a little info. In 2022, two new animal ambassadors. We call them animal ambassadors. I call them pets. But, no, they're animal ambassadors. So I need to put that into my brain. They were added to the Turtle Bay family, Gucci the opossum and Blossom the skunk.
Okay. Well, you know, where is Gucci? Is she just,
is
she wandering around right now?
Yeah, she's going from car to car, and people are smiling. And you know what makes my heart feel good is that, you know, people are really happy driving through this morning. It's a spectacular thing. Now, a Turtle Bay has approximately 1,000 species cultivars in its living plant collection housed in the McConnell Arboretum and Botanical Gardens focusing on plants adapted to the Mediterranean climate zone, including California native species.
Well, you know, if you haven't been to Turtle Bay lately, you should be. You get a family membership. I think it's for a family and up to six kids. I'm saying six, could be four, but they don't have to be your four kids. If you have two kids, you can bring two more. When our kids came up, they thoroughly enjoyed it, and this was several years ago when they had the dinosaur exhibit. And the exhibits they had at the Turtle Bay are just world-class. They had the Marine Corps brought in there from the historical museum back in Quantico, brought in an art exhibition of, like, I think it was like 60 different exhibits, everything from statues to paintings. And I'll tell you what, my fellow veterans, if you were in Desert Storm, and you were out there in the oil fields when it was nothing but fire, smoke, and angry people. The artist captured it so well. I'd never seen it before where it was captured so well. I mean, it just kind of brought, I kind of felt like, you know, it was raining on me because it was raining on us back there. And I just thought, gosh, I mean, obviously he was there. So
I have a question for you, Carl, so waving to our drive-through people, this is so much fun. Okay, so I know that when you talk to some of your friends on the phone, you'll go, bro. But then you talk about your brothers in arms. So when we're here today, it's very distinctive. And this just has been brought to my attention. It's Dutch Bros. Call it Dutch Brothers. It's Dutch Bros.
Yeah, because you called it Dutch Brothers, didn't you?
I guess. I don't know.
And somebody ran over and slapped
they
you.
They did. They said, no, correction, ma'am.
Yeah, it's Dutch Bros.
I'm a ma'am at this point. Come by and see us. We've got so many people.
But you know you're fighting that. So Linda's not only in Pilates, but then she just started jazzercise.
Oh, my God.
So now when she comes home, I just carry her and put her in an ice tub.
I had to ice my knees last night. I'm kidding.
Her down there.
I said, could you please put someone in? You did.
I know. Anyway, come on down. Say hello to us. Or come on down. Do something good. And it doesn't hurt. And you get a cup of coffee because they're donating, I think, $1 of each.
Well, when you drive through right now, Gucci is in the arms.
Oh, yeah.
Right there out front. here, come by and see us.
Okay, I will give you $5 without you looking at the facts. Turn the facts over. If you tell me how long a opossum lives in the wild.
Well, I think we were thinking that they lived a lot longer than they do, but it's like, it's a very short period of time. It's like 3 or 4 years.
Okay, I'm going to give you $2.50 because it's 3 years.
It's true.
Up to 3 years. But how long did they live if all the food's taken care of and they're protected?
Maybe six.
No, five.
Oh, okay.
They never had one live longer
than
5 years.
So I get another dollar?
What's
behind door number three?
You're up to $3.50. Okay. Now, an opossum, you would think, because you see possums a lot. Well, that's why. They have large litters, and they are, they eat ticks. They're very, very good at eating all these little crawly things around. They don't get rabies.
They don't?
No, they don't get rabies either.
That's
so
probably why they're so, what do you want to say, prolific, and, you know, we got them all over our backyards, right here in Reading.
When Snooky was still with us, Snooky got into a battle with a possum.
And you don't want that.
Was, I'm out there with the BB gun trying to chase it away, and if a possum just totally ignored me. It was at night, so I was shooting. Yeah. Maybe I shot Snooky a few times.
No.
It was just to sting them, just
yeah,
to move
right.
them on, because I didn't want her getting into a fight.
Yeah.
But you know what? They were a foot away from each other, snarling, but they never touched each other. Now, that's my kind of fight. Unlike the skunks that she used to get in tussles with, where the skunk won 2 years in a row.
Well, there's going to be new exhibits opening in September 2023, which is now Snow, Tiny Crystals, Global Impact, and Artificial Intelligence. Now, we're all, like, in this place right now, or not all of us. I want to say we're all. Many of us are like, we don't want AI to get too far. However, we know that AI helps in some situations. Was it my imagination or the other day at a game did they have a bunch of AI robots out in front of the stands? Did you see that?
Where?
I don't know, one of the games, some game. And people posing or they were real live, like, not live. But anyway, that's kind of creeped me out a little bit. But anyway.
Are you talking about football games?
Some game. I saw it on a reel.
Okay.
Anyway, so, yeah.
I have not watched a football game this year.
So,
isn't that weird?
Well, we watched snips. So, anyway, these new exhibits that are opening now, Global Impact and Artificial Intelligence, are both interactive and offer something for all ages. These are the reasons with these exhibits, what we see with the animals and the plants and all the different things that we're talking about here. Come by with the Whitlows and us. This morning, to get a coffee, drop some money in the blue pail, and know that it's going for caffeinate for a cause. Fantastic.
You know, we're trying to keep it really upbeat today and all that. And but here's something that happened up at Mount Shasta. We hear so many tragedies about violence in school. But the press conference was held Wednesday when the Mount Shasta Police Department gave updates and provided a timeline regarding the arrest of a 16-year-old student at Mount Shasta High School after a possible planned school shooting. They were notified of a threat and the previous week, and the statement was not specific to date and time. But the people did what they're supposed to do. Students did what they were supposed to do. They heard something like this, and they told people. Now the student has denied making any of those statements. However, they are investigating it, but this is the way that this is one of the ways to prevent a shooting. Is students and have got to get involved because they know what's going on. It's going, if there's any threat at all, they've got to. You know, you got to tell somebody. So
we have
anyway,
we have a couple minutes before we take a break, and we just had a lovely face sit down and put on. She deserves to be at this place right now at this helm. We would love to have. To hear from our good friend Courtney. How are you, sweetheart?
You are so sweet, Linda. I am wonderful. Even better being with you guys. And it's such a nice morning out here.
You know, Courtney, when we were at the Red Bluff Rodeo, you took a photo of us. It's one of our favorites, you know, of the three of us. We're out there behind the chutes. And so what are you doing
that
now?
That backdrop.
Yeah.
That just
that was
can't
it.
Mind.
So what are you doing now?
So I'm doing a lot with Western sports, actually. And
okay.
It's really expanded my travel and all the things to do in the rodeo industry. So I'll actually be at NFR this year.
Okay, now we need,
So we got to coordinate.
Okay. Yeah, we do, because we're going to be running live shows from the National Finals Rodeo again this year. And we need to talk to you about it. We were really supported by the PRCA last year and all that. So, but we're going to have to take a break. Christina, can you hear me yet? And Christina can hear me, but I can't hear her when she talks back.
Yes, yeah.
So we're going to take a break for the news, and we'll be right back at 8:05.
I can see clearly now the rain is going.
From Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Cummison. With the midnight deadline fast approaching, an auto workers strike is looking more likely. The UAW president says offers from the Detroit automakers have so far missed the mark. From coastal North Carolina up to Maine, the East Coast bracing for a brush with Hurricane Lee, expected to make some big waves this weekend.
It should pass west Bermuda later today or tonight, and then move near but east of the New England coastline as we get into Friday night and Saturday.
The National Hurricane Center's Daniel Brown.
We want folks not to really be focusing on the exact track of the storm, as these winds and rainfall impacts are going to extend very far from the center. That leaves a very big hurricane.
And a hurricane watch in place for portions of Maine, while a large area of coastal New England is under a tropical storm watch. The Obama-era DACA program, it blocks deportation of hundreds of thousands of immigrants brought to the U.S. illegally as children, has once again been ruled illegal by a federal judge.
U.S. District Judge Andrew Hanen on Wednesday agreed with Texas and eight other states suing to stop the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA program. The ruling is ultimately expected to be appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court.
Correspondent Keith Peters. The White House has fired off a memo to the press writing that it's time for the media to ramp up its scrutiny of House Republicans for opening an impeachment inquiry that the Biden team claims is based on lies. But Republicans say there is an abundance of evidence in the form of whistleblowers, emails, and even statements by the president himself justifying the inquiry. On Wall Street this morning, stocks in positive territory. Right now, the Dow is up 240 points. The Nasdaq Composite Index ahead 103, and the S&P trading 30 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Weaving its way through the heart of the Holy Land is a well-worn path that once felt the footsteps of our biblical faith heroes, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, King David, and Jesus. Join David Friedman and Mike Pompeo for a sacred journey of hope along Route 60, the biblical highway. It's a close-up look at the land of the Bible as you've never seen it. In theaters September 18th and 19th, it's Route 60, the biblical highway. Get tickets now at Route60.movie. That's Route60.movie.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. My name is Jason Hansen. I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
The UN envoy for Sudan has resigned, warning that the conflict between Sudan's two military leaders could be turning into an all-out civil war.
Volker Perthes was a key mediator after the conflict began, but the military government claimed he was biased and in June declared him persona non grata. In a speech at the UN, he announced his resignation. Perthes added that it has been 5 months since tensions between Sudan's military and the paramilitary rapid support forces burst into open fighting.
The fighting shows no sign of abating, while neither side appears close to a decisive military victory.
He also said over 5,000 people since then, with over 12,000 wounded. I'm Karen Chamas.
Mediterranean storm Daniel has devastated eastern Libya. The mayor of the city of Derna fears a death toll will exceed 20,000. News and analysis, townhall.com. Well, the trademark stopwatch will still announce the show as 60 minutes, but change is in the air, and we will see it in the coming months.
For six episodes this fall, the long-running CBS News magazine will become 90 minutes. It will expand on certain nights where CBS is broadcasting an NFL doubleheader, which often delays its traditional 7 p.m. start on Sunday nights on the East Coast. The show's executive producer, Bill Owen, says he was asked to make the extra time by CBS management even before the Hollywood strikes made new programming scarce. The show starts a new season on Sunday. John Scott Report.
Lawyers for impeached Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton are launching their defense today in the trial that will determine whether the Republican should be removed from office. Paxton, suspended from office pending the trial's outcome, is not required to attend the proceedings. He has not appeared in the Senate since testimony began last week. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Dutch Bros on the corner of Mark and Eureka Way. People are honking. People are lining up. We're right here by at Dutch Bros, right behind Quick and Clean Car Wash. Great place to get your car washed. And good morning. It's 8:05 on the 14th of September. The news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring and Compassion Community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. And Linda's got the weather.
Hey, good morning, everybody. It's a beautiful day. Come join us. Like a dollar out of every one of your coffees when you come through our drive-through. This morning is going to go to Turtle Bay. So we've got our tent up. We're outside. It's absolutely gorgeous today. Looks like we've got about 101 today. With winds maybe gusts up to 18 miles per hour this afternoon, perhaps tonight. Our overnight lows are 67. Friday calls for around 98. Friday night, clear skies with around 68 degrees, with a little bit of wind, maybe just low winds, like 8 miles per hour. Saturday, sunny and hot with a high near 98. And Saturday night, mostly clear with our overnight lows of 67. Sunny skies once again on Sunday with a high near 95. And Sunday night, our weekend overnight lows, 66. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, located in Anderson, where they get senior and veteran discounts.
Veteran-owned business. Locally owned. It's a family business. Yes. I just have to add that because Chuck Kinney is one of my favorite.
Yeah, and you know what? We really support our veterans here, and this is what we do love about, like, with, for instance, Turtle Bay. Turtle Bay did an exhibit, like you said, that was about the Marines. They came here. You put a call in because they're talking about all different kinds of exhibits that represent all peoples, all walks of life, and all experiences that people have gone through. So, you know, hats off to Turtle Bay, and they came here from Quantico.
Well, what I did was when I saw it, that the I just called back to Quantico to see if they'd be interested in coming to Reading, and they said, well, yeah. So I just turned it over to Turtle Bay and got out of it. But they managed to make it happen. There was an opening in the schedule, and then they were here, be able to hear it. And it was paid for, not by Turtle Bay, but by the Marine Corps. Pays for all the cost of moving the paintings, the sculptures, all of this. So it was kind of a win-win for everybody. It was very well received. Now, we have Ken White with us here from Simpson University.
Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
Now, you've got something big happening.
Oh, we got a lot of big happenings going on.
All right.
Okay.
So what do you want to hear about first?
We football games coming up. You've got business luncheons.
Homecoming weekend. We got a ton coming up. So this Sunday, in fact, it's out of town, but Simpson will play its first ever football game in its history.
So in its history.
In its history. 102-year-old university, and this will be the first time we participated in a football game.
And
so
where would that be?
That's going to be at George Fox University. And then in October.
Okay, now where's that at?
Yeah.
George Fox is in Oregon.
Okay.
Up in kind of central northern Oregon.
All right.
And
now, these aren't your typical football games because this year is scrimmage year.
Correct.
Every university or college that starts a football program like Simpson has, which is bold.
Yeah.
Okay, I mean bold in the good sense, not like bold like the New Mexico governor uses, but bold in the good way. for a variety of reasons, we'll get into that. But their first season is a scrimmage season, so it's not like a regular game.
These aren't conference games. It's not like it puts us in contention for a bowl or anything like that. But and in fact, we've got, I think it's about 90-95% freshmen. Yeah. So we're building a program. So we've got three games scheduled this year. Each player will play in two so that they don't lose their eligibility for the full 4 years going forward. So technically, everybody's redshirting this year.
Okay.
So that leaves them in contention for a 4-year program going full 4 years after this.
I should have tried out because I could have gotten into.
You probably still have some eligibility left, Carl.
I've got
red shirt, huh?
I've got two and a half. I got 3 years left.
I think you could have been a blocking tight end. That's what I think.
Well, I tell you what, I could be that run over tight end.
I see number 15 and Tim Tebow all over you, man.
I'm there, man. And you'll see me praying on the sidelines that I don't get too hurt.
There you go.
Okay.
There you go.
Now, when do we have our first home?
So
game?
The first opportunity for the public to see our football team will be during our homecoming weekend, October 20th through the 21st. So Saturday at 1 p.m. Saturday, October 21st at 1 p.m. We're going to do an inter-squad game, just a showcase, we're calling it, for everybody to come out, get a preview of the team. We're going to do a full-on tailgate barbecue and cheerleaders a whole bit, just to have some fun and give the community a chance to see the team. And that weekend is going to be huge. We've got so much going on. Our first ever baseball game under this new lights on Simpson University's new baseball field will be Friday night, the night before.
Ooh.
And we'll have a fireworks show for the community after the game.
What's the date?
The date is Friday the 20th for the alumni baseball game and fireworks show.
Okay, that's October 20th.
October 20th.
Okay.
Friday, October 20th.
Okay.
Tailgate gets started, I think, at 5 or 6 p.m. The baseball game's at 7, and then the fireworks show's at like 8:30 or 9.
That sounds like a lot of fun that night.
Oh, it's
going to
be a good time.
We're trying to bring, the president's commitment to being Reading's hometown university. We're trying to bring that four-year collegiate experience, not just to our students, but to the whole community.
Wow.
You know, so it's going to be a great time.
It's almost like a rebranding.
Yeah.
People have to get in their minds that we do have a four-year university here. I don't know how, it's just repetition.
Yeah.
It's new.
Yep. We've just got to keep making sure people are aware of how things are different now. We were sitting around talking about football the other day, and I said, you know what? This isn't just a first for Simpson. This is a first for Reading. Reading's never had a 4-year collegiate football team.
No.
So this is exciting not only for us, but for the whole community. And we're thrilled to be involved and to be able to bring it to the community. So.
Well, Ken, you said there's a number of things. So we've covered the football. We've covered the
homecoming weekend.
And the Friday, the October 20th with the baseball and the tailgating. What else?
Well, there's two other pieces to the homecoming weekend. And then we've got an event coming up in just about a week and a half I want to get to. But to cover homecoming weekend, we have 5K that same Saturday morning as the football showcase. We're hosting a 5K fun run walk, and that is for Higher Heroes, which you're probably familiar with, Carl.
I am.
They are a national organization that supports veterans as they transition out of the military and into the workforce. And they have they secure companies to make sure that they hire a certain number of veterans in their hiring practices. And they were founded by a Simpson supporter, so we're kind of giving back to that organization by hosting a 5K, and all the proceeds will benefit them on Saturday morning. So we're doing that. And then Saturday night is the big thing. We've got 1,500 seats available for John Michael Hinton, who is a internationally known illusionist. He's been on Penn & Teller's Fool Me a couple of times, and he's been on all sorts of national TV programs. He is remarkable, and he just happens to be a Simpson alum.
Oh, my gosh.
So, yeah, so he's gone on to make a big name for himself, and we're really proud of him, and we're excited to have him come back. We're calling it the Hinton Homecoming, show, and for one show only Saturday night. And those tickets are available to the public. You don't have to be an alum, but alum actually get a discount on that show. So we want them to come out.
So that's an alum. Mean if I got my teaching certificate there, am I an alum?
If you can prove to us you took a class or showed up for a class, we'll call you an alum for that.
Okay, okay. Yeah.
He did. I was on campus a few times to pick him up. So would that show called The Hinton Homecoming be the 21st?
That is the Saturday the 21st in the evening at 8:00.
So man, you've got the fireworks, the baseball.
Football, the 5K, the Hinton Homecoming. It's going to be a really jam-packed and fun weekend.
Incredible.
Coming up in about 10 days, this is the one I'm really excited about coming up here in just a week and a half or so. Tuesday, the 26th, is our annual business leadership luncheon. This has become kind of a Simpsons or a Reading staple. People really love this luncheon. We always have a nationally renowned leader or speaker come out as part of that luncheon. And this year we have Tim Sloan. Tim is the former CEO of Wells Fargo and the current vice chair of Fortress Investment Group, an international private equity group. And so we've still got a few tables available for that. We expect a really big crowd for that. So if you haven't gotten your table, you need to do it quick because they're going fast.
So is he going to talk about, you know, does he have like a bullet points that you can share with our listeners with bullet points? Like,
I tell you
Tim.
What. I tell you what. Tim. Let's talk about that when we get back from our break.
Okay.
Because I want to talk about a Simpson University team that's been best in the West for 4 years running. Think about this. The best in the West. One of the Simpson collegiate athletic teams. We're going to talk about that when we get back. But this portion of the show brought to you by RU. And if you're thinking about purchasing an electric vehicle, RU has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information. And we'll be right back.
What keeps the planet spinning? The force in the beginning.
Fire up those taste buds, because Wind River Resort and Casino is teaming up with Friends of Whiskey Town to bring you the first annual
Beans and Brew.
Enjoy tastings of local chili recipes in the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center on Saturday, October 21st. And vote for your favorite Beans and Brew. 50% of all proceeds will go to Friends of Whiskey Town. Tickets for this tasty event are just $20 plus beans. For tickets or complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. And find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Imagine a 34-year-old single mother leaving a full-time job to open a home care agency out of her dining room. Hi, this is Sharon Clark, CEO of Home Helpers, and that was my choice 19 years ago, and what a ride it has been. I was proudly my agency's first caregiver in August of 2004. Since then, Home Helpers has supported 2,500 families, employed 1,300 caregivers, moved 3 offices, and won numerous awards. Personally, our staff provided services for my aging grandparents, allowing them to stay at home in their final years. Home Helpers continues to thrive as Reading's leader in home care. Thank you to our wonderful community for championing my vision so many years ago. Thank you to the dedicated caregivers, past and present, for your compassion and professionalism. And thank you to the families who entrusted us with caring for your loved ones. Our services range from meal preparation to bathing assistance to transitioning home from the hospital. Learn more at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. 19 years and counting. Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love leads you home.
On the corner of Market and Eureka Way. It's Caffeinate for a Cause. There are all types of people down here. We have turtles. We have possums. We had a Gila monster. And, oh, my gosh, there is an eagle. Oh, no, I'm just kidding about the eagle.
And come on with Tyler and Jess Whitlow, who are going to be up here with the blue pails. When you give your money for tips, that's all going to go to Turtle Bay, and a dollar of each of your out of each coffee goes to the Turtle Bay programs, and there are so many programs that we're going to talk about. Turtle Bay is home to approximately 120 non-releasable animals, most of which are native animals acquired from rehabilitation situations. Just to name a few of the things that are going on at Turtle Bay with all their amazing programs, their Turtle Bay Arboretum, of course, we've got Garden of Lights coming up. We have a lot to share with you this morning, but with us at this present time is Ken White, who is the main guy at Simpson. We've talked about October 20th, the tailgate party, the beginning of the baseball and football.
No, they're having an alumni baseball game.
Friday night alumni baseball and fireworks.
And they're having a scrimmage game for our football team out there.
Yep.
And, you know, one of the things that I brought up before the break was that Simpson University has for 4 years in a row has been best in the West on this athletic team. And what team is that? The bass fishing team.
Bass fishing was 35th in the nation out of over 400 schools in the Bass Pro Shop Collegiate Bass Fishing Series.
Wow.
So we are putting Reading and Simpson on the map in that sport. And as you noted, we've been best in the West for 4 years running. And as we went to break, we were talking about the business leadership lunch. I will just say we have a big announcement regarding the bass fishing team at the lunch that day. So you don't want to miss the lunch. It's going to be all over. And we're excited because we think this will put us in contention for a national championship.
Well, see, here's the thing is when the president of Simpson, Dr. Hall, said, I'm bringing bass fishing. I will tell you, since I am on the citizens advisory board.
Yeah.
And when he said that, I thought, well, I guess there are bass fishing teams, but I thought, well, it's not that expensive for them. It's a couple boats. And, well, these guys have just been kicking butt everywhere, and we've got great fishing around here, and they love it, and they've just been a huge success.
Well, let me tell you, the names that are going to get thrown around at the business lunch include schools like University of Tennessee, Purdue, Mizzou, and Simpson. So I want you guys to just come out and enjoy that. I can't tell you much more than that, but it's going to be a great surprise on Tuesday the 26th. So come on out for the lunch. I think the community's going to enjoy that one.
Okay. Now, let's see, we've talked about that, the business lunch, and we've talked about the big homecoming
and
weekend,
the 5K
and all that. So what else?
Oh my goodness. Well, We hit a record this year. I don't want to say a record per se, but we topped enrollment for the first time in about 10 years. Our enrollment is back to where it was years ago. And we have more students on campus than we've had in about 10 to 15 years. So, we're going in the right direction. Enrollment has grown now for four straight years.
And it's been, it was like this last year was over 10%. So I think it was like 10%.
We've been up 10% over the last 4 years. We almost matched that in this year alone.
Okay.
So, this year with the launch of football, everybody found that to be really exciting. So, not only do you get your football players, but you get all the other students who want to come and experience collegiate football coming out for the, to go to school at Simpson now.
I think
so,
what Dr. Hall said was, for every student athlete you have, you pick up another 1.5.
That's true. The studies show.
Yeah,
so
1.5 students come to the university for the experience.
And that's just going to benefit the community. We're excited to be a part of growing Simpson. My passion point, having been here for 40-something years, is that as Simpson grows, so grows the community. And so we're excited to be a part of that growth and bringing more students to the area. All their parents come here for several events throughout the year, helps all of our hospitality industries and all of that. So, Dutch Bros, I'm sure, sees a huge spike in their coffee sales during our welcome weekend at the start of the school year.
Fantastic.
So we're just really really excited to be a part of all of this growth.
It is just great watching all these people come through here. It's been a steady stream of people coming in and investing in Turtle Bay.
Yeah.
So what's happening today. Okay, we've got like 5 minutes left here, so what else we got?
Well, let's talk about Turtle Bay for a quick second. My wife and I are members at Turtle Bay. We're foster parents, and that's one of the programs that we get to participate in as foster parents is being members at Turtle Bay. My wife has taken our girls there several times. I'm at work, typically, but she's taken our girls there several times, and they come back talking about the ferrets and the hawks and the different animals that they have there, all excited about all the new stuff that they got to experience. So Turtle Bay is a great part of our community, and I'm glad to be a part of this today. Thank you for inviting me out and letting me be on the air with you.
You know, this is Simpson is Reading's University, hometown university. It's a 4-year university, and it's not just teaching and nursing anymore.
Right.
There's an MBA program going on from Dr.
Indeed.
Dan Sloan. You've got, what other things?
Well, so our MBA program launched this fall along with the undergraduate degree, a Bachelor of Science in Engineering. So we have been working on that for about 5 years now. We've garnered over $2.5 million in grant revenue and raised another $2 to $4 million in private monies to launch that program. We anticipate breaking ground on a new building next year to house those engineering and some of our business programs and our new Veteran Success Center. We have a Veteran Success Center on campus. We've had to take down their old office because it was in a temporary building. So we're excited that center, which supports about 50 to 70 veterans and their families on campus.
This veterans, this is such a perfect university for, veterans. And the fact is there's a lot of, people who are, that attend church, who are Christians in the military. And what a great thing to do after 4, 6, 8 years in the military is come up here and get their college degree and have a support system like Simpson has for the veterans.
Right.
And veterans need a support system because after you get out and you spend 8 years or 4 years of your life in, and especially if you've had combat tours, and then you come to a university, you need mentors there and that can talk to you about, okay, there's going to be things that you know are true.
Right.
And, because you've seen life, these kids have not seen. You're 22, 23 coming back to school and you've got 18-year-olds in there.
Yeah.
Whose whole thing on life and the world is they get from TikTok.
Right. Well, and the Veteran Success Center, you're typically getting the 22-plus-year-olds who spent some time in the real world and in the service. Our center is actually run by an Army veteran, Andrew Tuggle.
Yeah.
My alumni and church relations director is an Air Force veteran. A number of our board members are veterans. There's a lot of rumors that swirl all around Reading on any number of fronts, on any number of organizations. And I think I've heard them all. I don't want to say I've heard them all because just about the time I do, something new will pop up. But one of the things I've heard is that Simpson's gone liberal. I just want to address that. Well, we are a university. Yeah. We welcome everybody, right?
Yes,
and
yes.
So we're not on the left. We're not on the right. But I think people who share Redding's values would find it very comfortable to be a part of Simpson. We are unapologetically evangelical. Our president made that statement the day he was announced as president almost 6 years ago. So we are very committed to Jesus. We're very committed to the Christian faith. But we do not require our students to be committed Christians to attend Simpson University. We require them to behave themselves, and we ask them to tell us why they want to be there. But I think anybody in Reading, if they come and inspect Simpson, will find us to be in very strong alignment with their values. And I think you're going to find people both on the left and the right where they have shared space. We'll find that space at Simpson. So,
but at least when they sign the papers and they come in, they know that's your mission statement.
Yep.
I mean,
yep.
That's where I think that you're able to have your belief, whatever that is, come to the table. Don't try to change it. You can be who you are.
Right.
But this is our body and how we believe.
Well, again, we welcome any student who wants to be on our campus. But we're not going to change who we are.
Right.
And
I
so,
like
so they know what they're getting into. They know what kind of classes they're going to, what they're going to get in their classes, what their professors, what worldview they share in it. And it's, you know, and it's a biblical worldview. But we want people to come. We don't mind if they don't share that view.
Right.
If they just want to get a good education and be safe on campus and be part of this. Simpson University then is a place to look at.
Yep. And you can get a business degree or an engineering degree, a professional, you know, professional studies degree. We have really worked hard to put new degrees on the table that are in high demand. So you're not just, it's not the Bible school it was in 1921 when we were founded. We still have those core values, but we've definitely expanded our offering, and you can get a degree in just about any subject that's going to be marketable out there.
Well, thank you, Ken. We're going to take a break. Will you stay with us for a little bit after the break?
You betcha,
okay.
Absolutely.
We're here at the Dutch Bros. Dutch Bros, plural. Okay.
That's right.
And I want to make sure I don't say Dutch Brother. Anyway, Dutch Bros, and come by. We are going to give you some more stats about what's happening with Turtle Bay, because this is a fundraiser caffeinate for a cause. We're so happy to have some of our outstanding community members. Thank you. At least Mark Rosano is left because he said he just can't be around snakes. And we do have a snake over your shoulder, Ken. It's wrapped up on one of our animal ambassadors. So we will be back after these messages.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's. This is the only place I've had a haircut since I've lived in Reading. It's a great place. It's locally owned, locally operated. It's a veteran-owned business. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. You can set up your appointment to get your haircut at 530-244-9478, and it's man's last stronghold. What else can I say? We'll be right back after these messages. Okay.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in life-threatening injuries, such as broken bones or head trauma. Many falls are preventable. PSA2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age residing in Lassen, Modoc, Shasta, Siskiyou, or Trinity counties and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program enables older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to learn more about the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program.
The Stillwater Powwow is back at the Reading Rodeo Grounds, October 6th through 8th, with free admission for all ages. See beautiful dancers, hear powerful drummers, and experience the celebration of Native American culture and history. Proudly brought to you by the Reading Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino. The Stillwater Powwow and the Reading Rodeo Grounds, October 6th through the 8th. For information, visit stillwaterpowwow.com. Brought to you by the Potters, this station, and other proud sponsors.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
The Stillwater Powwow is back at the Reading Rodeo Grounds, October 6th through 8th, with free admission for all ages. See beautiful dancers, hear powerful drummers, and experience the celebration of Native American culture and history. Proudly brought to you by the Reading Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino. The Stillwater Powwow and the Reading Rodeo Grounds, October 6th through the 8th. For information, visit stillwaterpowwow.com. Brought to you by the Potters, this station, and other proud sponsors.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
You don't have to worry. Oh, baby, there ain't no mountain high enough.
Okay, welcome ain't back to Free Fire Radio here in the at the Dutch Bros on the corner of Market and Eureka Way.
We are
right
here.
Next to a quick and clean car wash, and I got a snake in front of my face here, but it appears friendly.
We're lined up. The cars are lined up for Caffeinate for a Cause. It's really interesting because they've been coming in waves. And so, let's just take this for a minute and let's find out who do we have with us today.
This is Auburn. She is our gopher snake here at Turtle Bay.
All right, and so, but you've got her under control.
I do. She is really loving the warmth of my hand. These guys are cold blooded, and so they get their warmth from the sun or from other people. So she's not moving unless she's around me.
All right. Thanks so much for being here this morning.
Yeah, thank you so much for your support.
This is the way we get more money. You go right next to Tyler. And when Tyler asks for it, you know, say, hey, would you like to give something for Turtle Bay? And they hesitate, stick the snake in their face.
You know what? I'm going to go ahead and tell everybody on the air right now. You come down and donate $1,000, and this snake gets to go to work with you. It comes with its own Turtle Bay entourage because it always has to have a crew there to help take care of it.
It'll have a little Turtle Bay hat on it. A little Turtle Bay hat on the snake.
Auburn.
Yeah.
Auburn.
Little Carrie K.
Beautiful gopher snake, and I will keep a 5-foot radius around it.
How are you?
Well, Mark Bazzano had to leave. He goes, snake!
I think Tyler's got the same gene as Indiana Jones. He hates snakes.
Hey, we're here with, of course, with everybody from Turtle Bay and Ken White from Simpson, and last thoughts here.
I just want to thank you guys for letting me come on. As I noted, Simpson's growing. We're expanding programs. We've got a lot of new majors. I don't think it's even, we've started classes, but I think there's still room. If you were thinking about signing up, you may be able to get in the door. If your application's already in and you just haven't made that decision, I'd encourage you to reach out to our admissions team.
And I got one other thing too. You have things, for seniors, and you have classes for seniors.
We have, Yeah, we have non-credit learning opportunities at a program called Simpson for Seniors. Several classes each semester taught in like 4 to 6 week increments.
Yep.
And Glenn Schaefer, our longest tenured employee, started his 50th year this year, heads up that program. And he recruits instructors from all over the community on all sorts of different topics. And we've had Nadine Bailey on who's taught on water.
She's great.
Water rights in California. We've had just this last week we had a AgeWell Drive Smart class taught by a retired CHP officer for people who want to keep their driving skills honed. There's a whole host of those classes. You can find those online at simpsonu.edu.
Okay.
So just about anything, the homecoming, the lunch, all of that, you can find at simpsonu.edu or connect.simpsonu.edu/2023leadership lunch.
Well, I tell you what, Simpson University, Reading's hometown university, let's not forget that. Thanks a lot, Ken.
Thank you guys for having me. Yeah. God bless you.
God bless you. You know, you got great recall, all these names. I keep going. Yeah, okay, so that's really good. Nadine, okay, we love Nadine. She's great. Hey, a couple of stats got to talk about here before we take our next break. Turtle Bay is approximately 7,300 member households. More than 130,000 people visit Turtle Bay annually, and more than 10,000 students attend Turtle Bay annually through their school field trips and programming. Turtle Bay has more than 200 active volunteers, including teens and adults. And Turtle Bay is home to approximately 120 non-releasable animals, most of which are native animals acquired from rehabilitation situations. Of course, we've got coming up the Redding Garden of Lights. Will continue for its fourth holiday season this year, and more than 80,000 visitors expected between November 17th and January 7th. I love the fact that they're going to be before Thanksgiving weekend, because so many people are gone, you know, on Thanksgiving weekend, and you know what that's like. So we're going to definitely be there on opening night, and we'll be giving tickets away here on KCNR on air as soon as this gets released. I know you can buy them online right now, but we usually get some of those tickets that are good for any particular night. They're golden, and I know that we do try to go 2 and 3 times. Friends come to town. We want to go with them. Of course, we're always getting our wonderful, you know, photo op there. New exhibits are going to be opening it right now, including, it's called Snow, Tiny Crystals, Global Impact, and Artificial Intelligence. We just heard the little blip. Did we go off or on? Welcome back.
I was just over talking.
It sounded
about,
like our Skype. You know, there's that little bubble thing. Whoop.
Okay, are we still?
Thanks, Ken.
Okay, I hope that our, I don't know. No, we're still on.
Great.
We're still rocking here.
I'm going to turn this over to Courtney.
Okay, we're here with Courtney.
We're talking about the Garden of Lights.
Okay.
Such a magic exhibit. Linda was just talking about it.
Well, you know, when we moved here 15 years ago, I've heard for so much when you talk to people, oh, there's nothing to do. And I am just totally, maybe at the first we were, you could say there's nothing to do, but every weekend, music, theater, events going on. I mean, there's so many events, you can't even keep up with them.
Right.
On all these, like, you know, and then you have events
like this. You're
not
trying very hard if there's nothing to do
in
Reading.
Yeah, if you say there's nothing to do in Reading, then you're not looking at next weekend, Honeybee Festival, and you go, well, that's not very, sophisticated? Well, we have a symphony that rolls through here, we've got great theater.
The Honeybee Festival takes me back to my childhood.
Well,
oh my goodness.
A week from Sunday. It's next weekend, and it's a, we were out there last year, music, and then they have this guy that puts something on his chin and gets inside this, enclosed glass thing, and the bees just swarm on him.
Oh my gosh.
You know, can you imagine? Yeah, he just stands there, and
can't imagine, because I'm going to do that, but. But it's impressive, and it's things that you don't see every day that it's fun to bring your kids, your family, your boyfriend, whoever, and just walk around, talk to people, be social.
Well, now, you've gotten involved in the rodeo, and, we saw you, of course, at Red Bluff, but you've gotten even more involved in the Western type of sports. Is that right?
I'm trying to. I didn't realize, I mean, how big of an opportunity and really exposure opportunity it is, but everybody is interested in that Western culture. I feel like even heightened now. Some of that, I mean, it's funny to say, but it is Yellowstone and shows like that.
Yeah,
that people
sure.
are bringing back that cowboy heritage. They want to be a cowboy. They want to know what it's about. And I think you know, Carl, no one goes to a rodeo and is involved in that, in the national anthem and all of the things that are in the entry and can't experience some sense of patriotism in themselves.
Oh, absolutely. You don't see people kneeling when the national anthem is sung at a rodeo.
Oh, no.
I've been involved in rodeo for, gosh, many years. And part of the Reading Rodeo Association now, it's truly a family sport. It's truly something where you can go and have a good time. We have a great rodeo here in town. 75 years of Bucking on the River this past year. Then we go to the national finals last year for the first time, and then we had a couple of shows from there. So this year we're going back. We're going to do 3 days of shows from the national finals. And we get,
and we'll
you know,
be there together.
Oh, yeah. And we get, you know, the president of the PRCA. We get, you know, specialty acts. We get people that are involved with it. It's a huge business, though. People don't realize what a huge business that rodeo is, and the fact that there's over 600 rodeos.
Yeah, there's a lot of money in the industry.
Year,
and people don't realize, too, you go, like, we go represent Reading and Revlup, and those rodeos are recognized with the people in the industry at the National Finals Rodeo.
Yeah.
So it is a big deal.
Revlup and Reading are two of the, you know, part of that six-pack and have been recognized. Both the, you know, are in the, you know, Reading's in the PRCA Hall of Fame, and I'm in Revlup. Okay. Hey, we got to take a quick break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Fire up those taste buds, because Wind River Resort and Casino is teaming up with Friends of Whiskey Town to bring you the first annual
Beans and Brew.
Enjoy tastings of local chili recipes in the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center on Saturday, October 21st. And vote for your favorite Beans and Brew. 50% of all proceeds will go to Friends of Whiskey Town. Tickets for this tasty event are just $20 plus beans. For tickets or complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. And find your moments at Wind River Resort and Casino.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win. When our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
Well, I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win.
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Away. It's here for Caffeinate for a Cause. We've had a steady stream of cars coming through here, and we've been and all the tips go to Turtle Bay, and a dollar from every beverage sold goes to Turtle Bay. And we're here with Tyler Whitlow, and who's been here every year that we've been here, and maybe even one that we haven't been. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning, guys. I love having you guys here.
Yeah, well, how come you're so involved with this every year?
You know what? It's a selfish move for me. As a father of two boys, I love having a place here in town that has animal habitats, art exhibits. They have an amazing educational programs like every single weekend, every single day going on for the kids. So Caffeinate for Causes is one of those events where I get to come out, hang out, talk to total strangers, raise money for a good cause, all because I like to take my boys somewhere fun.
Well, I tell you what, Turtle Bay is one of those things when people, we were just talking about how some people say, oh, there's nothing to do. I can't imagine that. I mean, like last night, we didn't make it down to Anderson River Park
yep.
for the music because we were overcome by events. Linda's going to the theater tonight. I've got meetings with the Reading Rodeo Association. You've got so many great things going on around here, and Turtle Bay is just one.
Absolutely. I mean, the fact that they're not only, you don't even have to go in the museum. Just the atmosphere that they've created on the outside, and that's RPD you're hearing in the background.
Oh, yeah.
They're always here to
roll
participate.
Over there real fast?
I'm gonna have to go do that
yeah.
real quick and,
okay,
and say hi.
For being
he's
with us.
Out, like
he's
getting
out. Oh, he's gonna don't please don't put handcuffs on me. I had that happen at the rodeo.
Hopefully
I can't
my
do
warrant
it.
Will be his donation.
Oh my God!
I'll be right back.
Okay, because they did. Oh, how cool! Yep. Listen, we appreciate our
okay,
men in blue.
Yeah, we do.
And black.
And black and blue.
Black and blue.
Well, let's hope not. Okay, you know, it's always a great event when we're down here. And they're going all over town, all the Dutch Bros, all over town.
Yes.
And now when we're finished at 9 o'clock, but that doesn't mean they're finished. They're going to have the same kind of people out here collecting from the people that come through, customers, and that goes from 2 to 4 today.
Okay.
So, yeah. And we're here from 7 to 9, then another group comes in from 2 to 4. Guest baristas, people collecting money and all that, and it all goes to a great cause. So, tomorrow we have with us, it's going to be House of Realty, and I always love having them on. And then somebody told me that the dog that was on
oh really
humane last week
got adopted.
No, did not get adopted, but they're putting it out to their son because Pat Carter, who worked
oh.
with us, he fell in love with that dog, and he says, but you know what, my son, because he lives out on
yeah
right up
right.
there, he says this would be a perfect dog.
Yes,
so he's going to talk to his boy about it.
Okay,
so we can get rid of dog.
Yeah, we definitely, it's all about, adopting a pet, getting, our shelters emptied, and fostering is a really big way to do it. Tyler, come back in. So, Tyler Whitler, once again today, let's talk a little bit about.
Is there a warrant out for you because the policeman rolls in here and he specifically
so cool.
went to you?
You know what? He was so nice. He was making a donation. Why I ran.
Okay.
All right. So this is your how many years have
this
you?
This is my sixth year.
First year.
Jess's first year. Absolutely. Now
yeah.
she knows because she always comes in and visits with the boys and makes our donation on behalf of the family. But now she gets to see why I like this so much and why it's so much fun.
Were you raised in Reading?
I was. Yeah, absolutely. So I moved to Reading. I think I was like 8 or 9 years old is when my family brought me to Reading. So I've lived in Reading for a total of 20 years.
Okay.
Altogether. Yeah. Once we started having kids, when my second son was born, he was 6 weeks old. When we said, you know what, we need to bring him back to a place where we can call community, a place where we can call home. And my wife and I are both raised here, and that's exactly what we wanted to do.
And where were you then?
I was living in the city. I was living in Arizona, actually.
Okay.
Yeah, I was working in Phoenix, living in Glendale.
Okay, I'm familiar with that.
Yeah.
You know where Litchfield Park is.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah, my parents had a place there.
Yeah.
Okay, when I was in Litchfield Park, and for people who are trying to picture how long ago this was, there was nothing around it but agricultural fields, and you could shoot doves.
Yes.
Right off the main street of Litchfield Park.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Litchfield,
and now
all western Phoenix in general has been occupied. Now even like Buckeye, which is one of the oldest towns west of Litchfield Park, has another city created off that called Verado, where there wasn't a single house there when they originally built it that was less than $1 million. And if you know western Arizona, you know how unique something like that would have been. But no, it's one of those things where when I lived out there, and I was originally born out in Arizona, so I went back there for school and for work and things like that, and to develop that career path I wanted to bring back to the community. So it was a good experience, but I didn't know my neighbors. I didn't know, I couldn't get involved with my political groups. I couldn't get involved. Even Rotary there was over 1,000 members.
Wow.
You know, that type of stuff. You didn't really get to know anybody. So
you are a cheerleader for Reddit.
Yeah,
oh, I love it.
We love.
And your business now is?
Shasta Solutions. Yeah, it's my main business.
And tell us about Shasta Solutions.
So it's a digital marketing company. It's super fun. We work with some amazing brands that are out there. You know, I'm lucky enough to work with some big national brands, and then I also work with some hometown brands here. I treat my backyard companies a little bit differently. I like working with them one-on-one, so anybody I help here locally, I try to truly make sure that they get everything they need to be successful in our community.
So you're here and you want to see Reading like we do grow to the fact that when your boys get old enough,
absolutely,
they can either go to school here or they go to school and they come back because there's jobs and everything. And you are our cheerleader.
Absolutely. Well, here's the thing. We live in such a great community with the fact that, you know, we have our problems, but none of those problems can't be fixed. That's the one thing that we could say that's different than a lot of towns, a lot of cities in the state of California. We have opportunity to fix it. Now, we got to tackle some of those opportunities on a state level, and hopefully we get the right people in the positions that represent our county successfully to do that. It's obviously the political route, and, you know, I'm always involved in that. I tell everyone, I don't care what you do voting-wise, just go vote.
Right.
We need more people to go do that. But, again,
you're
going
very
back
active
to that,
in that, by the way.
Absolutely.
Because I know that you've gone out, go vote.
Yes.
Yeah, I've seen you out there on the street.
The greatest right we have is voting. And, you know, now there's, you know, it's arguments about the voting. But the bottom line is if you vote.
Bye! So good to see you!
Bye! It is to vote and to be a part of our community and about what's going on. And if you don't vote, don't complain.
Right. I mean, that's the thing is, right? Like I said, we have the opportunity to fix anything and everything here. And voting's the first way to do it.
Okay, we only got a couple minutes left, so we're down here at Dutch Bros.
Yep.
On the corner of Market Eureka Way. It's
1200 Market Street.
And Blake's going to be here later today with Tanessa.
Yeah.
Hey, Blake, come in
so
here and
say hi.
Come
and donate, caffeinate for a cause, raising money for Turtle Bay.
All the money goes to Turtle Bay,
yep.
And it goes to keep that wonderful place open. It takes care of the animals. It's just a great place. And Blake's here, Blake Fisher.
Hey, Carl. Hi, Linda. Hi, Tyler.
What's up, buddy?
Good to see you guys.
Well,
Blake's
going to
talk. I'm going to go get some tips.
Okay.
Go get some tips. Bye, Tyler.
Okay. So, Blake, I see you wearing your Caffeinate for a Cause t-shirt. Here.
I did. We're red, wine, blue over here
on the
downtown Dutch Bros area.
So you're going to be here this afternoon.
Yeah, 2 to 4 p.m. with Councilwoman Tanessa Audette. which is, I think, is great. You know, it's always good to pair Viva Downtown with our city council on these projects like this. I'm glad you guys are here. Did you get some coffee?
Oh, yes, yeah. Of course. We started here at 6:45 this morning. We've been here.
Some
and
have been here since 6:30.
We've had Mark Mazzano on and Ken White, and, I mean, the list of people that have been on, plus all the Turtle Bay staff and the CEO, Lindsay, and Seth. We're talking about the Garden of Lights and a lot of stats, what's going on in Turtle Bay. What does Turtle Bay mean for you?
You know what? Turtle Bay is so important to me because that's where my grandma took me and my my cousins over there growing up. And so I was there before it became, you know, the Sheraton Hotel, and where you can go to the bar was where the check-in used to be over at Turtle Bay. So I got to see it when it was, you know, it first opened. So when it's about, I think, 20-plus years old. So I was just one of the first kids that got to be a part of it, if I'm 28. And for me, it was going to the water pump that they have over there, going to Paul Bunyan Slide, and building up the dam. All the kids used to build up that whole water wheel dam and let the water flow.
Yeah.
I mean, those are some really good memories, and I'm so thankful for my grandma who got a membership and took us there in the heat of the summer and said, if we don't have anything else to do, let's go to Turtle Bay.
Well, you know, the thing is a family membership is still, I think, like $90 for a family of six. It'd be four kids and two adults, and it don't even have to be your kids.
It's
and
worth
you
it.
You can bring in the neighborhood kids if you want to, and everything is, except for the dollar that you pay for the nectar for the lorikeets out there, which is one of my favorite places to go to. You buy that nectar and you pour it on some little kid's head, and watch what happens.
All right, so we're going to say goodbye, and we hope you come by today and see Blake and see Tanessa. And thank you for joining us this morning here on KCNR. It's Caffeinate for a Cause. And every dollar of your donation, every dollar from the coffee that you buy goes towards Turtle Bay. And also you have your local celebrities that are here with their blue, which you'll be here later today collecting money.
2 p.m. to 4 p.m. over here.